A statement regarding some interviews with Mrs. E. G. White. February 13, 1912. Shortly after I reached the office on Tuesday, February 13, 1912, Sister White came into my room and told me that she had had a strange experience the night before, an experience somewhat similar to that which she passed through during the session of the Pacific Union Conference held at Mountain View in January 1910, when it had seemed as if she were being torn to pieces by the powers of darkness. She said that she had been struggling all night with unseen agencies that were striving to oppress and discourage and thus defeat the purposes of God. The struggle had been a long and wearing one, and at times had seemed as if the enemy might obtain the mastery. But finally, toward morning, the Lord had helped her to gain a decisive victory. The trying experience had left her, however, very weak, and she feared that during the day she would not be able to do much writing. Sister White went on to say that it had seemed during the night as if some of the brethren were misrepresenting matters by placing unfair interpretations upon her writings. The counsels she had given were being misapplied. Several times, in the course of our conversation, she used the words misinterpret and misapply, and she brought out clearly the thought that some were making an unwise and an unwarranted use of isolated passages in her writings, which, taken out of their original setting, seemed to vindicate and uphold their own policies, and to indicate that God's cause should be held back. She added that she had been instructed to meet these misinterpretations of her writings by preparing proper presentations, thus meeting the plans of the enemy and bringing victory to the cause. Sunday forenoon, February 25th, Sister White again came into my office room, and after spending a few minutes in conversation over various matters pertaining to the manuscript work, she began to outline quite fully her experience in connection with the control of tracts of land adjacent to the Loma Linda Sanitarium. She spent fully half an hour in conversation on this one point, and emphasized the necessity of our being wide awake at times when we have opportunity to gain control of properties close by our leading institutions. Sister White pointed out the advantages of our having control of certain farming lands close by Loma Linda, and even if we should not think best to have them owned always by the institution. She said that it is far better for us to have the deciding voice as to the future disposition of these lands than allow speculators to come in and subdivide and sell to anyone who may choose to buy. She pointed out the fact that there are loyal men or large means who at some time may wish to settle close by Loma Linda, and that these brethren, if thought best, could be permitted to purchase portions of the land we are now seeking to control, and could stand as bulwarks against the invasion of the Loma Linda neighborhood by unfriendly parties. Sister White also said that the growing needs of Loma Linda may make it advisable for the institution to control the farming lands in the future, so as to make suitable provision for the feeding of their stock, etc. Over and over again, she emphasized the importance of the opportunity we now have to reveal wisdom by keeping these properties under our own control, even if we could not immediately decide just what disposition ought finally to be made of them, for the interest on the investment required would be largely met by the annual crops that might be produced, and in the end, we should not be the losers, even if we should someday decide to sell the lands to those who are favorable to the objects for which the institution has been founded. She said she was sure that our brethren who are gifted with wise discernment will appreciate the advantage of our handling these properties ourselves, thus conserving the interests of the institution, rather than to allow speculators to step in and handle the properties for selfish gain, regardless of the interests of the institution. Wednesday morning, February 28th, Sister White called me to her office room, and after going over some manuscript work relating to our cause in the southern states, she dwelt on the importance of our preparing the publishing proper historical compilations on important missionary enterprises that have been undertaken and carried forward under the special guidance of the Holy Spirit by workers of large faith. She referred particularly to the story of the work in the South, the story of the earlier experience of our workers in Europe, and the story of the rise and development of the Third Angel's Message in Australia. During the course of our conversation along these lines, Sister White abruptly turned the conversation toward Loma Linda matters, and said that some of the brethren have thought it rather strange that she should take so active a part in the matter of our brethren at Loma Linda, securing control of the farming lands lying close by the institutions. Sister White said that when these lands were offered for sale, there were those who would have been glad to purchase them, to sell again as a matter of financial profit. She told me that while at Loma Linda, she was instructed during the night season, beware. She awoke and immediately fell asleep again, when she was further instructed that it was her duty to make proper presentation of the Loma Linda work before the people, just as she had thought of preparing histories of the early experiences of our workers in the South, in Europe, and in Australia, and in connection with the sanitarium and publishing enterprises. Sister White said further that the angel instructed her that there are those who, because of their fear of the consequences of advancing by faith in the opening providences of God, in connection with the development of the Loma Linda enterprise, might make a wrong use of her writings concerning the conduct of the work. She was also instructed that there are still others who, in their eagerness to press the work forward, might go too far if left alone and unaided in their efforts to present to the people the encouraging counsels that have been given regarding the Loma Linda enterprise. In view of this situation, she was instructed that it was her duty to take an active part in the preparation of a correct presentation of the Loma Linda enterprise in all its general features for publication at an early date. Then Sister White began to speak again of the advantages we shall gain by making a wise use of the farming lands that have recently been secured by friends of the institution. I asked her particularly if she had been instructed to prepare some of her writings regarding Loma Linda for publication, and she answered in the affirmative, and immediately began speaking again of the control of adjacent properties. She emphasized repeatedly the necessity of our being wide awake at times when the enemy seeks to thwart the purposes of God concerning the advancement of his work in important centers. Sanitarium, California, February 28, 1912. Clarence C. Chrysler.